Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today because today is a day that the Lord hath made. It's today. It's about today. We will be glad. You'll be blessed. We'll be pleased. And we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful and be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. You know, I'm going to go back into what's going on. So I woke up this morning. I wake up relatively early to do these teachings in order to work, start work at like 6:30. So I woke up about a half hour early. So I was up about 4 o'clock, and I was the amount of pressure I'm feeling right now. There's just a lot. And the crazy thing is that we have right now, we're fine. It's about future. And I talked about that before. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Better is it to stay focused on what's going on right now than it is to think about the future. The other thing is, don't think about the future. Today is sufficient for itself. I mean, these are biblical truths you got to wrap your mind around. But the point is that we're going through all this stuff. On top of that, we have an enormous amount of work that needs to get done before Wednesday of next week. And I'm freaking out about that. There's a lot to do, a lot of traveling in between. I mean, there's just a ton. Now, you can choose to live in a place where you are freaked out all the time. You can choose to transform, or you can choose to transform your mind. You can choose to live a life freaked out in anxiety or in fear, or you can choose what God says. You can start to get your nose in the Word and start finding verses that starts transforming your mind. You don't need to live in fear. That's not what we are called to. You're called to believe. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. The liberty is to have the freedom to go where one wants. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or yoke or servitude or bondage to the law. Christ died that you can have the freedom and the liberty to change your mind. You don't have to live in this stuff. You can choose life. If you go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed or shaped or fashioned to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing or the renovation of the mind, to your proving what is the good," and this is the inner harmonious perfection, "an acceptable or well-pleasing and perfect will of God." Transform and renovate your mind to what the Word says. I can sit there and think and dwell on what's going on, or I can know that God is going to take care of it. And the only way you can know that is to believe, is to start to have belief and true faith, where you are completely convinced that God is going to take care of it. If you jump over to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "Now thanks be to God at all times, which causeth or leads us in triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest or maketh visible the savor of all, every knowledge in every place." He causes you to triumph. So if you have something going on, He will cause you to triumph. You will not fail when it comes to God. We will get done with the things that need to get done next week. We will have enough money to take care of everything that's happening, because God always provides. But it's about living in that. You can't think, there's a place in, oh, you know what? I think it's in like Mark, where you can't add, by thinking about it, any inches to your height. By letting this stuff revolve in your mind, it doesn't do anything outside of keeping you in the state of fear. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 3, "Not that we are sufficient from ourselves to think or reckon anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, our ability, our fitness is out from the origins of God." These are the things that you are, and these are the things that you have once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, once you're a son of God. Your sufficiency is from God. He will provide in time of need. You jump over really quick to Mark chapter 24, or chapter 11, verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them." It's got to be automatic prayer. When you go through something, automatically pray. It's got to be, it registers in your mind. You have a God who knows every hair on your head. He knows what you need. He takes care of the good and the bad. He takes care of all people. He knows what you need. It's got to be an automatic thing where you start to go through something, you pray, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over, I just want to show you how beautiful God is. If you jump over to Psalms chapter 86, verse 7, it says, "In the day of trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt respond." He will answer. If you believe, he's going to do it. You got to live through this stuff. Tribulation, work with patience. Patience, experience, hope. And hope will never cause shame. Believe God. Believe who you are. Renovate, transform your mind, and stand in the liberty wherewith you've been called, which is the freedom to go where one wants, but it's also the freedom to let go of the thoughts that are not out from the origins of God. You have all things. You have the reconciliation. You are reconnected with God. You have God's inner thoughts towards you in you. All these things you can dwell on. Have a beautiful day today. Again, pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on. I pray that today is orderly and everything gets done that needs to get done. I thank you for the ability that you give each and every one of my family members, but also that you give the people that we work with. I thank you for just what's happening and that it's continually good. And I pray for our country and the upcoming election, that it's your will. And again, I just thank you for the people, all your believers, that you just continually take care of them and what your son did for us, that we can live this way. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.